Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I want to tell you a lot of things that have occurred over the weekend, and you're going to hopefully be tickled pink. I am. But let me get into the typical start off. This show was also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. You are listening to the only show that will provide you with the tangible solutions in getting the federal government back into compliance to the Constitution. We made huge, huge leeway this weekend in Wyoming. Like I said, I'm going to be getting into that, but I'm not going to be writing much about this and putting this out there. So only those of you that are listening to this show are going to get exposed to these things, because if you follow me on Facebook, I do provide information, but I am not going to put it into writing because I do not want too many people to understand that there are real tangible efforts that are working to tip off the progressives. They're going to have to actually take the time to listen and stream and or download the podcast. It's a little more effort in getting the information this way, because now you got to sit down and listen to the entire show to get all the information and so forth. So those of you that are listening, you are receiving, and again, the revolution is being broadcasted. I don't know if you've heard of the 70s, the revolution will be televised. We're broadcasting. We'll get to the television and we'll get to the other media sources as well. But I am here to tell you that the only way you're really going to get most of the details is via listening. If you want to get all the details, you need to get on board, and we will get into that with the groveling coming up. I'm here to tell you that I'm looking forward to having my conversation with Dr. Vile. We'll be doing those this week, and so I will be having great and detailed conversations regarding the militia, regarding immigration, regarding protests, the First Amendments, and so forth. I have a huge list of things that I'd like to go through the doctor's perspective on what he believes, you know, how these are violations and so forth, and the framers' perspective regarding these types of things. There is no doubt in my mind that the framers were not ones that were going to stand up for allowing people to protest, shut down commerce, and those types of things. What we have going on today is the antithesis of what we really have going. And so I'm looking really forward to getting the doctor's perspective, the academic view of what Madison was thinking, what the framers were thinking when they passed these concepts and protecting freedom of speech and our fundamental rights and so forth. I also want to give you a very specific detailed show regarding WikiLeaks and Snowden, because I don't think people realize the dangers that have come from that. And I think that in a way, Snowden and Assange are kind of, if some people want to call them champions, they're people that have stood out because of the problems with the corruption of the system. The system is the problem. It really isn't us, and it really isn't... There are no good mechanisms. They have it so that they have full control, and so in some ways they had to break out, but I believe that there were better ways that they did not choose to go down in trying to expose some of these things. But the problem is that those mechanisms aren't in place, and I think that it is just it's just an indictment on the problems that we have with our society and how we have been canned and how we've been boxed into this particular way we function as a society now. The government has all controls and there are no good oversight mechanisms. I mean, does anybody really believe that internal affairs within a police organization can't become corrupt? Because it's within the organization. You have to have external measures. You have to have external processes, because when the watchers are watching themselves, it's just like the Senate. It's just like the House. They have their own ethics committees. That's why they don't clean themselves up. It is baked and steeped into the problem itself when you give them those full controls over those types of things. So let me jump into groveling a little bit, because we need your support, and there's different ways you can support. As you know, like I said, we have Red State Coffee. You can get the whole bean or grind. The links are on my page. These Red State Coffee, you currently will be buying it with free shipping from eBay. It's not like you're going to a website and doing e-commerce. Most people already have accounts with eBay, so it just seems like the logical way to go down this path. And that way, it kind of helps isolate people as well. You're going to find that this is a premium coffee. You're going to love it, and it is going to, as a matter of fact, I just ask you to buy 1 pound and try it, drink it, and then call and tell me, because this is a premium coffee. That's all I've heard from the people that do buy it and drink it. This is a top-notch, top-grade type of coffee. So please help us. This is one way. If you drink coffee, this is one way you can do this. You can help us by consuming this product, who will be supporting us. We have the social funding or the crowdfunding campaign with GoFundMe. That's another way you can directly financially support us. Or you can send us an email and get involved. That's my preference, would be that you get involved. So with that, let me also kind of talk a little bit about the fact how I love to go to these dark red states. In going out to Wyoming, this is the heartland of America. And I find it ironic that it'll be the heartland of America that will save this republic. This is the salt of the earth. I look at how people and our societies have changed so much that it's only where you get and live in the rural areas, where you grow your own food, where you raise your own livestock to feed yourself, and how you depend upon yourself and self-reliance, that these people understand this is the old paradigm of America. You know, you're not dependent on government, you're dependent on yourself. And so these people get it. It's a culture that is steeped in the traditions of America that have been completely lost in these huge metropolises, in these population centers. And one of the things that just really warmed me, and it really helped me expand this concept of how essential these things are and how we've lost these things, is as I was just introducing and meeting, and as people were just coming together on Friday evening, how, you know, I saw this supporter of Republic Review was showing off the pig that he was planning on taking to the fair. And I go, you know, how we've lost this whole thing is just absolutely amazing. And I don't think people understand, because there's most people that probably listen to the show that may not be going to the fairs, and you may not be raising your food. You may not be that self-reliant. You're completely dependent on the symbiotic relationships of businesses and so forth. And when that thing gets upset, or when they have full control and they can actually shut these things down from you, how they will control us. Boy, you'll wish you had the ability to raise your own food and have been doing it and have been self-sufficient. But anyway, it's just like it was just like a huge boost in my arm to see how America is still thriving in these dark red states, how the concept of self-reliance and individual liberty is in everything that they do, and how these things are getting lost more and more because of our education system, and because of just because of the way our lives have changed into such a fast pace. Oh, we've got to do all of these things. We're too busy. We're all dying from the busies. Well, anyway, let me get back on track. A couple of organizations that I also support that I want you to get involved with is the Constitution Club. Keith Broders, you want to go join constitutionclub.ning.com. And check out Our First Rights. This is an organization that is out to actually pass one of the oldest amendments that is sitting out there to be ratified. We need to get that ratified. Check it out, ourfirstright.org. With you, if you've got time, send us an email. We need you to actually get on board. We need you to become active so that you can... It's not about money. It's actually about people getting involved. And that's what's happening in Wyoming. People are getting involved. We've got committees. We've got leaders that are leading. So if you've got time, you've got a computer, you've got a phone, you have other resources, please get involved and send me an email and we will help you find a way that you can get involved. And that email would be info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I read them, I do respond, and I do get involved. Another way you can connect with me is GR Mobley on Facebook. You'll recognize my logo. Just go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. You'll see the logo there. I will answer. I do get involved. Why? Because I'm sitting here telling you, I need you. Why would I ask you to contact me and not respond? So, anyway... We will be back because we're at a hard break, and when we do, we will start plowing forward on the outcome of the Wyoming trip. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so, Constitution Day. Got a question for you. What are you doing? What are you doing in your community? Are you doing anything to help promote awareness and consciousness of the Constitution, its importance, and so forth? If you're doing something, please let us know. We'd be happy to tell people that Billy Bob or Bobby Joe is going to be doing a block party in small town USA and celebrate. They're going to read the Constitution, then you're going to imbibe or whatever you're going to do. But let us know, because What we want to do is let people start hearing and sharing different ideas of what and how people celebrate the Constitution. Some people do it for the entire week. Let us know, and we'll be happy to plug those ideas of how you are planning on celebrating the Constitution. Let me be very clear. I want to thank you because I recognize the fact that you, those of you tuning in and listening, are actually helping get this message out, because as you listen, one of the best things you can do so that other people can start learning and understanding what we're talking about and what we need to do to get the federal government back into compliance, because, and I'll get into this, if we don't, it's over. There's no do-overs, there's no go-backs, there's no mulligans. It's over. So we have to get this message out and helping other people get this. And that's why I repeat this every day. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling everybody to start listening to this show. It's a daily show, same time, every day that we go through this. And I don't just repeat these messages. I provide you with current up-to-date status. And I want to be clear. You will not get emails from me. You will not see Facebook posts that get into the details that I will cover on this show. On this show, I still withhold information. If you want to know really what's going on and you want to be a part of it, then you have to start working with us. That's how you can really know what the heck is going on. I may put ambiguous posts out. I may actually put detailed information out on Facebook, but it is not exposing what we are really doing. I do not believe Facebook is a good, what do you want to call that? I consider it a hostile environment. I do not consider it a friendly environment where we can, you know, share this type of information. There's too many evil players in the world. And putting it out in the open is not what we want to do. What we want to do, and it's not about transparency, it's just that we don't want people looking over our shoulders, seeing the cards we're holding. So if you want to get informed, if you want to get involved, you're going to have to actually get involved. And that's why I said you have to email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic and actually start leading. You got to get involved. So with that, thank you for listening. Thank you for getting the word out. We are ramping up the ranks as far as people listening and so forth. And so thank you. Continue to do that. You know, try to get a new person every day to start listening, because it becomes a snowball effect. If everybody starts actually helping in at least that capacity, at least the message is getting out. As I always do, I do check and I do look at the news, because there might be this miracle that the federal government actually steps in and says, we're getting rid of education. States, you're on your own. We're not driving down the curriculum. You need to figure out what's best for your needs, because obviously the mountain states don't need the same type of curriculum and focus as the coastal states or what have you. Fact of the matter is the federal government has no authority to dictate curriculum anyway, but it would be a miracle if they actually relinquished. And it has been pointed out by the framers, it's been pointed out by Edmund Burke, it's been pointed out by almost every intelligent, enlightened statesman that it is the antithesis of organizational groups and powers to relinquish any of their powers. Patrick Henry was very clear about this during the ratification debates and actually stated this, that once the government takes on a power, whether it be temporary for emergency purposes or what have you, they will not relinquish it. So with the fact that I've scanned and scoured the news and there is no sign that the federal government is going to disband any of its unconstitutional and tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers, that means you and I are going to have to do this. If you don't get involved, it won't happen. Everything is contingent upon you. And I'm kind of aggrandizing this. Of course, you're not that important. I'm not that important. But collectively, as we start working together, we can start peeling back this Leviathan. There's no doubt in my mind, but we have to work together. It goes back to that adage of united we stand, divided we fall. Let me also tell you that Red Pill Expo is coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Hartford, Connecticut. Was it Spokane last year? As anybody that listened to my interview with G. Edward Griffin, I would love to be there, even if he was able to pay for my trip and coming right back and so forth. I do not have the time to get out there this year. I just don't. I'm very busy in trying to get Wyoming moving and other states to start, you know, bridging and working with Wyoming and so forth. I want to talk to you, and I'm going to talk to you in just a second about my trip to Wyoming, but more importantly, how did you like Alex Newman's interview last week on Friday? If you haven't heard it, you didn't hear the entirety of it, it is on the website on reclaimingtherepublic.org. Go to the Red State Talk Radio podcast page, and it's right there. Now, got a chance to go out to Wyoming. They had a big central committee meeting. They did their reorg, and we got the necessary leadership in place at the state level in moving forward. We have full support of the central committee. And, when I went out there, when I started calling, because I knew in my heart, I just felt in my heart that to start with Wyoming. So last year in May, I started calling Wyoming and I started, trying to get people to listen to me. And they did. They started listening. They started going, this is very interesting. They asked all of these questions. How are you not a convention of states? How is this not a portal? As I explained everything, they started drinking this stuff up. Fact of the matter is that we are now in a position where they have, this weekend, the Central Committee, the State Central Committee, the entire State Central Committee voted on the Republic Review resolutions, and it passed unanimously. There wasn't one nay. That's big. And so this is moving forward. There are going to be very significant leaps and bounds. I'm getting busier and busier as things go on. And, I've been praying, Lord, let this stuff move forward. And it is. There's lots of wind in our sails. And this is great. But I'm telling you, my friends, we need more help. We need more engagement because at the pace these things are going, it's going faster than I thought, but we're still running out of time. As you know, in 2024, your children are the useful idiots that they are going to use for the Bolshevik Revolution. They're indoctrinating your kids. We've got to start beating this stuff back, and I'll get into that in a minute as well. But I just want to let you know that I love the people in these dark red states. This is America. I'm telling you. There may be rock and roll songs and country songs and so forth that are stating this. I'm not sure whether you realize it or not, but that is true. This really resonates in my heart that this is the heart of America, what we stood for and what we need to get back to. And so, as I said, the State Central Committee, it was the last piece of business that they conducted. They voted unanimously in supporting these resolutions. And so now we've got a lot of different efforts. We had a huge meeting right after the Central Committee convened. So the Committee for Republic Review met. We got a lot of new players that actually came because they were very interested in what the heck was going on. Because some of them, this was kind of like, it's all new to them. And so we sat down and we started talking about what we kind of need to do. And there's still a lot of little, I don't want to say chaos, but there's still a lot of confusion on, what do we need to focus on and so forth. And there's a lot of people that were bringing forth really good ideas. And the problem is that organizations want to go down a single path. And what happens is that you get stuck because if you understand parallel and serial processes, when you're stuck in a serial process convention, and when I say convention methodology, when you're stuck in a serial process, that means that you can't do anything else until you've done this, and you can't do anything else until you've done this. And so what has to happen is everybody needs to be, everybody in the organization needs to become a subcommittee chair in working on a very specific facet. Now, most people can chew gum and walk at the same time. Some people have to, you know, do other things like texting and or having a conversation on the phone and or, you know, playing with your yo-yo, whatever. We need to start multitasking as much as possible. So I started pointing this out. We've got to start multitasking, and we cannot afford to do these things in serial. We need to start doing things in parallel. We've got multiple things being done all at the same time. And so we'll get into what those things are as soon as we get back. And like I told you, this is going to be the only place where you're really going to get the information of what's going on. You're not going to get all the details, but I'm going to give you enough that I think you need. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so one of the first things we need to get started on, or I should say one of the many things we need to get started on, is the campaign for the big hunt. We need to actually start leveraging, and there's all sorts of things that we need to do in moving this, but the big market strategy is the big hunt. We are going rhino hunting, and so what we need to do is start educating the electorate, the voters, that we want them to join us on the big hunt. We want, this is a historical hunt, and we need everybody involved in hunting the rhino in Wyoming. We are out to make the rhinos extinct. And so what we have to do is we have to have this campaign that starts speaking to the voters to say, if you are tired of the growth of government and the raising of your taxes, if you are tired of the progressive agenda being rammed down your throat, you don't have to accept the progressive agenda. We have all of the authority necessary to stopping these things, but we need your help. And what we, you know, and explain to them what we're going to be doing is we're going to go rhino hunting. We're going to identify who the rhinos are in the state legislatures that are inflicting this damage upon us and allowing this progressive agenda that's occurring. We're going to teach them about those things that you are not hearing about in the mainstream media, such as Agenda 21 and how the planners are in every state and in every county getting your county commissioners and your state legislators to pass rules and regulations or create entities to regulate you. And so we want to educate them that we are taking, the Republican Party, the voters of Wyoming, are taking back their government. This is a government for the people and by the people, and it is not about letting bureaucrats rule us. So we're going to educate them about all of these things so that they become a part of the big hunt. We want them to be excited because people love to be a part of the solution. People love, you know, when in a town that has the soul and the heart, like the heartland of America has, when a house or something is burning, everybody rushes to the aid and they just line up as a part of the bucket brigade in getting the water from the well out to where that needs to be to put the fire out. And I believe the voters are going to be a part of that bucket brigade in getting involved, getting educated. And there's no doubt in my mind because they are the quintessential backbone. They are the bedrock of the solution. We need them to vote for the most constitutional. So there's all of these things, the vetting process, the scoring process, how to identify who the rhinos are, but we have to educate them where to get that information, how to go there, how to do this, and so forth. And so there's no doubt in my mind that we're going to be able to, you know, get this all done. It's just a matter of, you know, launching this campaign. So this is one of the things that we're going to do, educating them about Republic Review and educating, I would say, the county officials and educating all of the people, getting people behind the concept of auditing the Constitution, auditing the state constitution. So one of the conversations I had with one individual who's a chair of a county said, I love this idea. What we want to do is we want to start with auditing Wyoming first. We want to audit our local government. And I asked him to step back a minute. I go, what are the ramifications if you don't do that now? Let's say Wyoming doesn't audit itself now. Is it going to fall? And let's say even if it does fall, you guys go bankrupt tomorrow. How many people get hurt? What does that change in your lifestyle? What would be the ramifications of Wyoming going bankrupt? Not that big. I mean, it wouldn't be good, but it wouldn't be that big. And then I said, okay, what would happen if the United States goes bankrupt or if the United States falls? They put aside the Constitution. How would that affect you? And this individual realized that would be big. And I said, we have to stop. I mean, this is like basic medical triage. You have to stop the bleeding because the first thing that a person will die from in a traumatic incident is bleeding. Stop the bleeding, start the breathing, and treat for shock. You know, when a bomb goes off, the first thing you do when you come up to if you want to call it a casualty, you have to stop the bleeding, start the breathing, and treat for shock. That's the fundamental triage that I learned as a Marine in warfare to save that life. And that's the same thing we have to do. We have to recognize what will kill us first, and the failing of the United States will kill us. So that's getting, you know, this epiphany for this gentleman was pretty big. And now I understand where he's coming from, but I've also got this other solution for him, and I'll get to that as well. But what we have to start doing is we have to start educating people and understanding that the national education agenda is out to fight us. I definitely explained to everybody that the kids in their teenage years are those who are susceptible to fighting the challenge. And remember, I talked about this back in December. where I talked to Mark Urbach about coming up with a curriculum of helping the kids have the epiphany. I believe that one of the things that we can be doing is actually trying to wake up the kids and create the revolution right there in the indoctrination centers. Because if we get kids to start realizing how they're being lied to and indoctrinated to into accepting collectivism and buying into this progressive agenda, they could create the revolts right there within their school and start rejecting the narrative and start calling out the school system. And we want our kids to actually start recognizing how they are being programmed as tools for the Bolshevik revolution. So this is one other thing that we can start engaging some organizations. Evolution was the tip of the spear for the progressive movement back in the 1920s. Remember, the Scopes trial is how the federal government got involved in education directly in mandating secular progressivism. The huge argument that they built up to and that they are standing on today is the Miller-Ulrich experiment. I need to do probably a special show just on this together to help put it into perspective of how the Miller-Urey, U-R-E-Y, Urey experiment actually proves that creation was the essence of the life here on this planet, that we did not evolve, that there was a creator, that even though the Bible doesn't give us the full plan, obviously it doesn't give us the full plan, it gives us some type of support and something that we can use, which is a fundamental principle of Christianity. It's called faith. But anyway, I'm going to do a special on the Miller-Urey experiment and lay out the groundwork of how we can start educating kids on the concept that evolution is a fallacy, that we did not evolve. There's no way that that had occurred. So the other thing we want to do is we want to get into marketing and educating people about this upcoming rodeo in 2020, not just in Wyoming, but we want to actually have a rodeo in our six top red states as I've gone through these. Arkansas is one of them. Oklahoma is another. Then South Dakota, Idaho, Utah. And so we want to make sure that these people, we start building bridges into these six states and start helping people understand what's going on. I'm not going to get into all of the details of the rodeo, but the intent is to bring the electorate, bring the voters into a venue next year in the 2020 election, a month before the primary, so that we can put and drive the ramifications and importance of electing the guys and gals that are willing to sign a pledge. So that's why we have to start looking for and nurturing replacements for the rhinos. You can't just vote them out. You have to have an alternate. It's not voting out, it is voting in the solution. And so we have to identify who the problems are and then make sure that we have a solution and start letting the people know this is the person. This person will stand up and do these things. They're going to sign a pledge that if they do not do these things, they will resign. They will start undoing and moving us forward in getting active and involved. Telling you, this revolution is being broadcasted, and I've not had a show like this in giving you this kind of information for a while. I've been basically doing marketing for months and months to show you how bad it is, how bad government is, and how we are on the fast track of failing. And so I'm hoping you recognize that when you tune in, you catch a show like this and you start getting these golden nuggets. But anyway, moving on, we've got this huge symbiotic marketing strategy that we want to start tying together all of these things in supporting this big effort in taking over Wyoming in a constitutional perspective, that we're not trying to ram down an agenda. We are trying to demand compliance to the Constitution. So one of the things, another thing that they're going to be doing in parallel will be reaching out to the county leadership in parties, public servants, whether that be the sheriff, county commissioners, city mayor, city councilmen, those types of people, getting them informed about Republic Review and getting them involved in saying, we need to get this going. We need to do this. And finding and getting a list of leaders so that they can start championing this. This is going to become a huge fire that's going to be spreading through Wyoming, and we hope that it gets into the red states by 2020. Anyway, we will be back after these two short promos. Thank you so much. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue, to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So two words that I have learned in management through my business management days and so forth is the two words that really turn off millennials and younger engineers and so forth are synergy and symbiosis. So I'm going to use those two words right now, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to create synergy amongst a lot of disparate groups and getting groups to come to the table and get active and involved in demanding compliance to the Constitution. So like I said, we're reaching out to a lot of public servants that are out in the county and other state agencies, districts, and so forth. So they're going to be helping educate these folks on this as well. We are going to start reaching out to other organizations that are supporting myopic. And this, I talked about this just a few minutes ago, that there are these myopic organizations. So the one of the things that has been frustrating for me is when I deal with people that are heavily engaged in a myopic entity like Right to Life or, you know, anti-abortion or what have you, fighting Common Core, fighting healthcare. They're myopically centric. They're focused on, you know, fighting for land use rights, Western land and so forth, that the Western states don't have these rights and so forth. These are myopic organizations. What we need to do is get them to shift their paradigm, because the bottom line is they're trying to fight, and most of them, some of them recognize that they're fighting a jurisdiction issue, that is the thing in common. the federal government has no jurisdiction to manage abortion or dictate abortion, dictate life, dictate health care, dictate the state property. Some of these organizations actually get that. They understand that this is truly an overreach. The federal government doesn't have the authority to be doing these things. But if they back up to a macro view and they really start actually recognizing that their myopic path of going down the court process, like the Western lands, they're fighting in court. People are fighting abortion in court. That is not where you're going to win. Why? Because every time you step into a courthouse, you are dealing with an entity that has no jurisdiction. The entity that has jurisdiction over things not delegated to the federal government are the states. Madison clearly pointed this out. And one of the things I recognized is that everybody that understands this in detail, Madison and Jefferson did not know how to articulate. They did not know how to, in case of emergency, break glass type of instructions for us in the future. I think the good Lord knew that somebody would have the epiphany and realize it's about compliance to the contract, that we would understand these things, and voila, we're here today, and that's exactly what we're doing, and that's exactly the epiphany we've had, and we want you to join and get involved. Get away from the myopic fight of trying to support one little passionate thing, stopping Obamacare, stopping vaccinations. The federal government has no authority to create the CDC that is outside their jurisdiction. They cannot mandate vaccinations and so forth. I mean, in any and every direction that you look at people and these organizations that are being created, you know, left and right, in fighting this Leviathan, these become entities that, you know, almost become, they take on a life of themselves. That's the best way to put it. Because now the entity is all consuming of energy and organizational stuff because they are programmed to survive as an organization. So the real question is, are they really trying to win, or are they really just trying to, you know, maintain relevance? Just like the NAACP, just like unions and so forth, there may have been a legitimate reason for unions, but as soon as you were no longer working on a dirt floor and in horrible conditions, the unions had to keep on reinventing, and they became a parasite. And it's the same thing with all organizations. They become parasitical because they lose their relevance because they've won the battle of what they originally started, but then they reinvent themselves to a new battle in the next battlefield, in the next battlefield, and they become a part of the problem. The real problem that we're dealing with has nothing to do with abortion, has nothing to do with Common Core. These are all symptoms of the problem that the federal government is non-compliant to the powers that they've been delegated and staying within those powers alone. So that adage, divided we stand, or united we stand, divided we fall, rings true here, because with all these different organizations chasing their unicorn in trying to save us, they will fail. Because they're fighting a myopic thing. But if we all unite on the premise of compliance to the Constitution, then everybody is coming on board with Republic Review. That is the bedrock of the winning argument. And so we're trying to reach out to these organizations. So one of the organizations that came to the table and says, we are supporting Republic Review, I believe is the Wildlife and Fish organization in Wyoming. That would boom. That just happened on Saturday. And so they're going to start reaching out to all of these organizations and saying, why is it that you're trying to isolate yourself and fighting a fight that you can't win? Come on board, because this is how we will do it. We all need to support this one thing, because if you support compliance to the Constitution with Republic Review, your problem goes away. Your abortion problem goes away. Your Common Core problem, healthcare problem, all of these problems go away. And now we are uniting and creating a united front. And is this not putting the light on in your head? And anybody that starts hearing these words, they start getting it. Boom! Yeah, that's right. And it's all about epiphanies, my friends. Remember I said, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. Everybody thinks that this is abhorrent, this abortion, common core, these things are abhorrent. And people that get involved in these myopic issues is because they're very passionate about this one issue. Well, let's get compassionate about complying to the contract. Let's get equally passionate, and then your problem is actually solved. But the question is, are these people, are these organizations designed to solve the problem, or are they in a position of self-relevance? Because the organizations that do not join, then you have to question what they're doing, because they're obviously more involved in self-relevance. That's just like these conservative organizations that I've been talking about. And how amazed I am that the Eagle Forum is actually looking and doing the analysis. It's taking a long time because what they're doing, many of the people that need to be doing the analysis are off fighting other little things. So I need to get back engaged with the Eagles Forum. But they are at least objectively looking at this because they are actually trying to fight the Convention of States, and they're trying to fight the evil that's behind that. And when I say evil, I'm not talking about the good people that have joined the organization, but those who are driving a very secret agenda. And it's the same thing with these other organizations. I'm going to try to be better without naming those who I believe are a part of the controlled opposition. Controlled opposition are those who are engaged in fighting the real solution, and they're coming after me. There's this conservative organization that is trying to mislabel me and misinform people. What they are doing is label lynching, and I'll get to that as soon as I finish up here, because that has become a real problem, and I'm helping people wake up to what label lynching is doing. Another thing that we're going to be doing, and they're going to be doing, is reaching out to the governor and trying to get this committee as a state level committee to doing research and so forth. And hopefully the governor can also start leading. All of these things will end up starting putting pressure on the rhinos and forcing the rhinos to either get on board and or, you know, use everything that they're doing and how they are trying to destroy Wyoming and getting the voters to vote them out. It's that simple. So one of the things in the next session, what we want to do is we want to chant and drive this one little bill we want to get forward in all these different states. And I've talked about it before, getting a bill that will force compliance to the state constitution in the U.S. Constitution. It'll be a single liner or however the state that all bills or all regulations, codes, laws, statutes, anything of a regulation, statute, or law all have to be in compliance with the state constitution as well as the U.S. Constitution. Now, what you'll find is the rhinos will not support that bill, and we want to expose them for not voting for that bill, because what voter does not want our lawmakers at any level to be in compliance to the Constitution? There you go. And so we're going to create enough ammo to go after the rhinos so that the voters basically recognize the fact that they are voting in the enemy who is destroying them and giving them the situation of growing government, higher taxes, and the antithesis of what they want. They want to live their lives on their own. They want to have liberty, and they're voting in people that are taking it away. And so what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to get into some different things. I'll get into the label lynching tomorrow because I realize I've ran out of time and what's going on with label lynching. So I thank you for tuning in. Get the word out. Get this message. You will get the information, but it's not going to be random, you know, coming out every day. Today was a lot of meat for you. I hope you loved it, and we will be back. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.